Yesterday we started to talk about the mitzvah of Mechanica, and specifically the concept of Hidur Mitzvah when it comes to Mechanica. And we mentioned that there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, what does Hidur Mitzvah mean? The din of Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. We pass them like Beis Hillel, that we're most of a Holech. What does that mean? According to the Rambam, it means that you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah with a double Hidur, both Keneged the Anshei Habayis and Keneged the Yomim. So if a person has 10 B'nai Habayis, so on the 8th night of Chanukah, he'll be lighting 80 Neiros, both for the days, 8 days of Chanukah, times 10 for the number of people in the home. And Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that Pirsum Anisa requires a Heker, since the Heker is for the B'nai Rishis Haravim, and they're not going to know how many people are in the home. So Mahadrim and a Mahadrim must be not a double Hidur, but a different Hidur. Mahadrim means that you light Keneged the Anshei Habayis, you light a Ner, each member of the Anshei Habayis. Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means that you don't light Keneged the Anshei Habayis, but you only light Keneged the Yamin. It's a different type of Hidur, but apparently that's a more significant Hidur. So that's why it's a better Hidur, but it's not a double, it's not a double Hidur. It's not a Kefil of the Hidur. Because if you're going to do the Kefil HaHidur, Tosis says you're not going to have a Heker for the B'nai Rishis HaRavim, it's not going to work properly. So then we pointed out that the Rambam seems to follow the position of the Rambam, but not so clear. The Rambam says Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means that the Baal HaBayis is Madlik, the 80 Neros on the 8th night of Chanukah, Keneged the Anshei HaBayis, Keneged the Yomim. The Rambam also says that you're supposed to lie Keneged the Anshei HaBayis, Keneged the Yomim, but from the Lashon of the Rambam, it sounds like it's not that the Baal HaBayis is doing the entire lighting, but rather each one of the B'nai HaBayis is lighting their own menorah. So the Brisker Rav picked up on that. And he said that you see two things from the Rambam. First, the Rambam is following the position of the Rambam. That's the Brisker Rav's assumption, like the parentheses in the Rambam. But secondly, the Rambam is diverging from the Rambam in one respect. He's saying that even if Mahadrim and a Mahadrim means that you have to light Keneged the Anshei HaBayis and Keneged the Yomim, but the person who is doing the lighting, according to the Rambam, has to be the Baal HaBayis. And the Rambam disagrees, because the Rambam claims that Hidur Mitzvah doesn't have to come in conjunction with the Guf HaMitzvah, but rather it's something extra, it's something different, it's a Kiyum Nifrad. And maybe when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the Din Hidur is really not to be Yotzi with the Ikar Mitzvah, but rather to do your own Mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says that each and every individual should light their own menorah. As opposed to the Rambam, who says, no, Hidur Mitzvah lo Mitzvah lo Shaman, there's no such thing as a Hidur Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah. That's why he claims that the Baal HaBayis has to be the one lighting all the menorahs. Because if he's going to light his own menorah, and then other people, other B'nai HaBayis, are going to light their own menorahs, then there's no tziruf between the two. There's no connection. So the Hidur Mitzvah doesn't make any sense, because then the Hidur Mitzvah is occurring outside the context of the Guf HaMitzvah. Yeah, that's how the Brisker Rav wanted to explain the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rambam. And he connected this to Mila, that the Machlokas, Rashi, and the Rambam as to whether Yechozef Hatzitzin She'ein Ma'akvenes HaMila B'chol, not B'Shabbos, but B'chol, that relates to this issue as well. But if you hold that Hidur Mitzvah B'Mitzvah Lo Shamanu, so then it's not Shayach to be Chozef Hatzitzin She'ein Ma'akvenes HaMila for the Hidur Mitzvah of Mila, if you're not doing the Ikar Mitzvah. Once Piresh and the Ikar Mitzvah is over, then you can't be Chozef for the Hidur. But if you claim that the Hidur Mitzvah is really a separate kiyum, like the Rambam, so then you could be chozer for the Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvenes HaMila even after the Guf HaMitzvah is finished. That was the Brisker Rav. So then we asked a few kashas on the Brisker Rav. But first of all, it seems like V'nafuchu, it seems like the Rav Mechaber is paskening like the Tosfos, and the Rambam is paskening like the Rambam. It's like a Ipcha Mestabra, it's very strange. Well, why is the Rambam paskening like the Rambam? He takes the Sfaradi Psak seriously, and the Mechaber is following the Bali Tosfos. What's more, the Rambam himself says that we should follow Tosfos. So why does the Rambam follow the Rambam? So that prompted us to say that maybe the Rambam Taka is not following the opinion of the Rambam at all. He quoted that the Beis Halevi in his Kuntres on Hilchas Chanukah at the end of Sefer Bereishis on Chumash, he wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam follows Tosfos. Be'emes, that's what the Darkei Moshe says. That the Rambam himself says he's following Tosfos. What's pshat? That which Taisa says, Mahajim and a Mahajim must be lighting only Keneged the Yom, not the Anshei HaBayis, that's because the Baalei Tosfos are talking the time of the Ikar Takana, when you're lighting for the B'nai Rishis HaRavim. So if the audience here, Pirsum HaNisa, is the B'nai Rishis HaRavim, it has to be clear to them what the Pirsum HaNisa is. And if they don't know how many people are in the house, and you're just going to light a mishmash of different candles there, so they're not going to realize. If you light the mashal 20 candles, so they don't know, is it the fourth night and there are five B'nai HaBayis? Is it the first night and there are 20? Is it the second night and there are 10? It's impossible to know. So that's not a persuminisa, that's not a hacker. That's what was bothering Tosis. But since Bizvan Azeh, since Bishas Hazakona Meniach Al Shulchan Avedayom, since Bishas Hazakona, the Takona, the Mitzvah Necharka changed, and the audience of the persuminisa changed. Now the audience is not the Bnei Rosh Hasharavim, but rather the Bnei Habayis. So if the audience changed, then the mitzvah, the way that we fulfill the mitzvah, could change as well. Since the Bnei Habayis, first of all, know how many Bnei Habayis there are. Secondly, if they're lighting inside, they can light menorahs in different places and keep the hecker alive. There's no reason why you should only light Kenegad Bnei Habayis. Even Tosus would agree that the Rambam is right, that you should do the kefel hitter, you should do a double hitter. The reason why Tosus felt you shouldn't do a double hitter is because it's not going to be nicker. But that's only if the audience of the Prisuminis is the Bnei Rosh Hasharavim. If your audience changes, if the audience is now the Bnei Habayis inside, so then Taka, everyone should light in their own place. And then there'll be a hacker. The Bnei Habayis know who's there, and everyone's going to light in their own place, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Emes, if they light menorah, if they light a separate menorah, you're not just lighting the candle, so even if they light in one place, everyone sees there are different menorahs here, so then there's no confusion for the Bnei Habayis. The problem is, at the time of the Gemara, they just lit neros, they just lit candles. They didn't light a menorah per se. So then it was really confusing. So if everyone lights in their own place, so then it takes away the confusion. But there's manas there that we light menorahs. If your hecker is for Bnei Habayis, then even if they light all together on the shulchan, it shouldn't be a problem, because everyone sees clearly that there are different menorahs and different hadlokas of it. So that's what the Ramah says, that the Bizmana Gemara, you should only light for the Bnei Habayis, not Keneged the Yamin. But the Daken Moshe points out the Ramah himself is V'chein Aminik Poshut. That all of the Bnei Habayis light, says the Ramah, that all the Bnei Habayis should light is manazer. Vizaru liten kolecha ve'echad nerosu b'mokom yucha k'desh yeheker kama neros madliken. Maromi Prag. The Ramah quotes him from the Maromi Prag, like he quotes in the Dake Moshe, that you can light k'neged the Anshei Habayis in addition to the Yomim. But be careful to put the neros in a mokom yucha so that it's clear, so that the heker is going to be good. Once the hacker is going to be clear for the Bnei Habayis, so then you can do the Kefil Hidr Bizman Azeh. So that's what the Ramah said for his man in Krakow. Right? He was living in Krakow when? 1600, somewhere around there, the 1700s. 1600. Right? So that's what the Ramah was saying. But what's the din Bizman Azeh? You know, in the 20th century, the 21st century. What do we do now? Is it such a Shas HaSakana? It's not a Shas HaSakana anymore. So if it's not a Shas HaSakana, l'chor, we should put the candles in the window. Well, we should light al Pesach Beisa. So I don't know if you can light al Pesach Beisa. There are certain communities where they can light al Pesach Beisa, where there's so many Yidden that it's not going to create anti-Semitism. There aren't going to be fights over it. And most communities that we have, you know, I don't know, in the five towns in Teaneck, I don't think it's so safe as much as that to light al Pesach Beisa. That's like, you know, that's pushing it in people's faces. Maybe in Muncie. Certain areas of Muncie that maybe, you see people have the boxes. They put it right on Pesach Beisa. On my block, there are a few people who light al Pesach Beisa. I don't light al Pesach Hamayis. But to put in the window, that's not an affront to the Goyim. Yeah, they understand, you know. They have, you know, whatever. It's not an affront. The Hanukkah menorah is a symbol that they accept, that they recognize. So, Chora, it's not Shas HaSakana, so we should put it in the window. Is there a chiyuv to put it in the window? Or do we say no? That once Shas HaSakana Menichal Shachana V'dayo kicked in, once that takana kicked in, so then it doesn't change. It stays that way. Do we say no, that it can revert back to the Ikka Takana, that if Yitaka can have a hecker for the Bnei Rosh Hasharavim, then it's appropriate to do so. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. the Shibale Haleket in Suas 4 quotes from the Baal Hadibris. Suas 4 of the first packet. Second to last line, he says, "Ubishasa sakona minicha shochana v'daya." Because of Baal Hadibros Zal, acha shenogu b'shasa sakona nogu. Once they were nowhere, once all of Klal Yisrael was nowhere, b'shasa sakona to leave the menorah inside. Nogu, that's the minig. We don't take the menorah outside. That's it. As long as we're in Golus, we don't take the menorah outside. When Golus is going to be over, so then we'll talk about it. At the time of Mashiach, maybe the whole mitzvah of Chanukah is going to be nisbat. Right? All of the Yom Tov are going to be nisbat. There'll be most of Mashiach except for Purim. The Rambam says so. Okay, as long as we're in Golis, and the takona of Shasa Sakona kicked in, according to the Baal Hadibris, the day in the Shibole Haleka, that's it. We're no egg to light inside. The heker is for the Bnei Abayis, it's not for the Bnei Rishus Zerah. Comes the Ur Zeruah in Source 5, and he disagrees. The Yesh Mefarshim, he says in the second last line, Shasa Sakona Shagozu Shalola Hadlek Nei Rishul Chanukah. V'ho'idna Deleka Sakona, Lo Yedana Maitaima Ein Onu Madlikin V'chatzerus. He's talking at his time. It's not a Shas Sakana. I don't know. Why don't we light in the Chatzeros? Why don't we light up Pesach Habayis? It should revert back to the Iker Takana. Minicha Shulchan V'dayah is only if it's Shas Sakana. If it's not Shas Sakana, then we go back to the Iker. The Iker is that Yehekir Sabinei Rishis Aravim. So he says, I don't know why we don't light outside. Machlokas HaMefarshim, Machlokas HaRishonim, what's the din? If the Shas Sakana is over, do we go back? And do we try to be Mefarsim the Neis for the Bnei Rishis Aravim as well? I think most people bisman as a machmir to try to light in the window if they can. They try to be mefais in the nes for the bnei rishus aram. They assume that it's not a shas asakana anymore. So therefore, it's appropriate to be mefais in for the bnei rishus aram too. So if you're being mefais in for the bnei rishus aram lechora, if you're relying on the Ramah, you're following the opinion of the Ramah. If you claim that the Ramah is passing like the Rambam, then you don't really care about the Heker, that it should be Nikr for the Bnei Rishis Aravim, how many Yomim it is. Because we understood, according to the Rambam, we're not concerned about the Heker. The key is the Ribui Neiros, the lighting, Kenega the Anshei Habayis, Kenega the Yomim, you're doing it all. Does it matter that the Bnei Rishis Aravim can't count and figure out exactly how many Yomim there are? It doesn't matter. You're doing it Kenega the Yomim, you're doing it Kenega the Anshei Habayis, that's the greatest hinder, and you're going to be Yotzei in that way. Tosfos was bothered with the Heker, but the Rambam was not bothered with the Heker. But if you understand that the Rambam is passing like the Bali Tosfos, the Rambam really was concerned about Heker. It's just the Rambam felt that even Tosfos would agree to the Rambam, the Din Mahajim, and the Mahajim is Manazeh, is a Kefil hinder, because you have the Heker. It's not that we're not concerned about the Heker, but rather you have the Heker, because you're lighting inside for the Bnei Habayis, and they know how many Anshei Habayis there are there. What's more, you can put the Neros in different places and it'll keep the Heker strong for the Bnei Abayis. So what comes out is that if you're going to be Machmer to light in the window, if you claim it's not a Shas Sakana and you're going to light in the window, according to the Ramah, if you're following Tosis and you're concerned about the Heker for Pirsumei Issa, then you have to be careful to light the menorahs in different places. You have to separate all of the menorahs so that it's clear for the Bnei Rishis Arabin that there are different eras over here. It's not that it's not a mishmash of different eras. So either if you want to put all of the menorahs in the window, just separate them. Make sure that they're distinct and unique and everyone sees that they're different menorahs, different people light. Or you can light one menorah in the window and the rest of the menorahs you light on the shulchan. It's not going to be clear in the window because it's a small window. You put all the menorahs there together, it's just a big mishmash of lights. So then maybe it's better not to put them all in the window. Put one in the window. That's the Iker then. Put one in the window, and the rest of them you should put on the table. But that's all because the Ramah, if we're assuming like Darkei Moshe himself, says the Ramah is paskening like the Bali Tosfos, not the Ram. He's assuming that Heker is important. It's just since the audience for your Pursum and Issa changed, you will have the Heker. But if we go back to the audience of the Bnei Rishis Aravim, then it's important to maintain that Heker to make sure that it'll be Nikkur for the Bnei Rishis Aravim. How many people are lighting? Because if not, then you're not going to be Yotzei, the din Mahajim and a Mahajim, according to Tosis, according to the Rambam. Okay. This idea that B'Shas HaSakana, the Yotzei... Yes, I'm sorry, Shalom.
The point of being
the
part of this religious Kabbalah is not necessarily how many people are lighting, but what night it is.
Right.
So if I say, if one menorah was very clear, and it's clear this is one menorah, but they're like a lot of like small ones all right on top of each other.
Right, that would be okay also. Right. As long as one is distinct and you see that that's a menorah that's standing by itself, that would be sufficient. This idea that the audience of the Pirsumei Nisa changes Bizman Hazeh, that Bishas Hasakona, the audience is now for the Bnei Abayis and not for the Bnei Rishis Arabim, so that can have impact for other halachas of Neres Chanukah as well. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos and Chafalaf and Abay is Mitzvasa Mishetishka Chama Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. What's the Zman for Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? From Shkias Achama, from astronomical sunset? Let's define what Shkia is. From Shkia Zachama, we'll define it in a moment, until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, until people are no longer walking outside. So what does that mean? Well, what's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara actually is asking a kasha, that there's a machokas amarayim, whether kovsa zokokla or kovsa ein zokokla. Let's say the Ner Chanukah goes out. Do you have to relight it? So we paskin the kovsa ein zokokla. But the Gemara asks the kasha, the Braisa says, Mitzvasa Meshetishka Chama Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. So isn't it mashma from that Braisa that Kavsa Zakukla? The Gemara is saying, until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, you gotta have the candle burning. So it sounds like if Kavsa, if the Ner goes out, you have to relight it to make sure until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, you have a Ner Chanukah. It says the Gemara, no, you really can pass in that Kavsa in Zakukla. The Ner Chanukah goes out, you don't have to relight it. Chachamim were not matriach to relight the Ner Chanukah that goes out. So what's the Braisa telling me? Not the Gemara, it's telling me one of two things. Either the Ilo Adlik Madlik, that this is the Zman that you have to light in Ner Chanukah. You have Chatzi Shah, it's approximately half an hour after Shkia. You have half an hour to light in Ner Chanukah. That's one thing that the Braisa is teaching me. Not that if the Ner Chanukah goes out, you have to relight it. No, you don't have to relight it. But this is the window of opportunity to light in Ner Chanukah to begin with. Inami l'shiura. The other thing that the Braisa could be telling me is that you have to put shemen shebener that it could last this amount of time. That if you light at the beginning of Shkia, you got to put shemen shebener. You have to put a half hour's worth of oil in the nair that it can last until tichle regel min ashuk. Those are the two nafkamina to this Braisa. That first of all, this is the window of opportunity when you have to light within that period of time, and secondly, that you have to put a certain amount of shemen in the nair that it can last until tichle regel min ashuk. What's the Zman? What does Shkia Sachama mean over here? That's a big machokas in the Rishon and in the Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, they paskin that Tishka Achama means Sof Shkia, not astronomical sunset, but rather Tzeisak Ochavim. Tzeisak Ochavim, that's what Misha Tishka Achama means. Tzeisak Ochavim, what is that? What is Tzeisak Ochavim? Well, that depends on whether you follow Rabbi Natan or the Gra, the different Shitas there, but let's say you follow the Gra. That's how we normally paskin. If you follow the Gra, it's about 25 minutes after Shkia, somewhere around there. It's a big question exactly what it is. Chazanish said that Sof Shkia is 20 minutes after Shkia. That's where he was, right? It's different than every, you know, depending on your latitude, you know, where you are. It's not so simple. That's so simple. But let's say it's about 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia, something like that. So Shkia during Hanukkah this week is like 4:27, 4:28, somewhere around there, right? So about 10 to 5, let's say. 5 to 5. Somewhere around there, that'll be Tzeisak Ochavim. So that's the time to light the Neres Chanukah. That's the first time that you can light the Neres Chanukah, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. But the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that Mishetishka Chama is to be understood Kipshuta, Shkia Sachama, astronomical sunset. That's not Tzeisak Ochavim, that's what we call Shkia. That's when you're supposed to light the Neres Chanukah. And the Vilna Gaon is famous for paskening like that Rambam. The Gaon says that you have to light at Shkia. Atchila Shkia, we'll call it, as opposed to Sof Shkia, as opposed to Tzeisak Ochavim. And some are makbet. Those who follow Minhagim of the Gra, they'll follow this Gra as well. They'll be makbet to light Dafka Atchila Shkia. What's the thing? Can you light the Neres Chanukah after Tichle Regel Min Ashuk? According to the Rambam and the Gra, the Gaon, obviously not. Right? They hold that you have to light Dafka Atchila Shkia. But let's say, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, Mitzvah says Mishetishka Chama Lechatchila, you're supposed to light Besof Shkia. So can you do it afterwards? Can it work afterwards? So as we mentioned, the Rambam says you have to light dafka b'tchilas shkia. He adds ve'ein lahakdim ve'ein la'acher. You can't do it later. Can't be done later. But Tosfos and Shabbos quotes two days that both say that maybe you can do it later for different reasons. Tosfos and Daf Chafalef Amid Beis di'ilo adlik madlik avu mikan ve'elech over hazman. But afterwards, the zman is over. So first, Tosfos seems to say that that's it. You can't be madlik after tichle regem anashuk. Omer Hari Poras, the Riporas added, the Yesh Lizorah, Lahadak Balayla, Miyad, Shaloya Acher Yosem Midai. Lechatchila, you should light Miyad. Whether it's Tchilashki or whether it's Sofshki, you should light Miyad. Mikomokom, he says, Miicher, Yadlik Misofik. Misofik, you should still be Madlik after Tichle Regal Menashuk. Misofik? That's the Gemara says that till Tichle Regal Menashuk is Zman. It sounds like afterwards, forget about it. Dr. Riporas, the Hamishani Shinuye Acherina. The Gemara has two different pshatim. What does mitzvah mishitishka chamashitichle regal menashuk mean? Either the ilo adlik madlik, that that's the window of opportunity, that's the only time you can light. So from that shinuya, from that answer of the Gemara, it sounds like after tichle regal menashuk you can't light. But then the Gemara adds the nami l'shiura. The Bryce is telling me that you have to have a minimum shir shen, that half hour shir. So if you light b'shkia, of course, you'll have that shir, because from shkia till tichle regel menashuk is the ikar zman. But let's say you light after tichle regel menashuk, so maybe the Bryce is coming to teach me that there's a minimum shir of shemen shebener lechazal u'masaken. You have to put in a half hour's worth of oil, even if you light after tichle regel menashuk. So zokderi poros, since there's this other shinuya in the Gemara, there's another pshat in the Bryce, misofik, you should light even after tichle regel menashuk. To be choshish for the second shita. According to the first shita, Yitaka can't be yotze after tichle regel menashuk, because it's over, the zman is over. According to the second answer of the Gemara, you can be yotze even after tichle regel menashuk. So it's not to be poros, misafik, you should be madlik after tichle regel menashuk to be mekayim the second shita. So the re nira, the re adds another reason why you can light after tichle regel menashuk. Ata ein lochosh masai yadlik da anu ein lanu hekera elo libnei abayish ari madlikim ibifnim. Talk to Reb, bisman is that we're madlik bifnim. Now that it's shas hazakana, minicha shulchan abedayo, your audience for presuming isa changes. Now the audience is not the bnei rishis rabba, rather it's the bnei abayis. Talk to Reb, lechat chila, you can light after tichla regal menashuk. Because the shuk is not the koveh here, the regal menashuk is not the audience for your presuming isa, it's the bnei abayis that's your audience. Since the Bnei Abayis are there afterwards, then you can light Lechatchila even after Tichla Regel Menashuk. Not just Misofik B'dieved. Lechatchila. That's quite enough Gemidim. In terms of the Zman that you can light the Neres Chanukah. Now that the audience of the Pesumei Nisa changes, not only has the number of Neres that you're going to be Madlik changed, like the Ramah, but even when you're going to be Madlik, Lechatchila might change. The Tichla Regel Menashuk is not the Koveh anymore. It's the Bnei Abayis who are seeing the Pesumei Nisa. So maybe even lechatchila after tichle regel menashuk, you can still light because the same bnei abayis that would have been there before are going to be there after. Donnie?
And the Riporas says that a person should light misafik, but that means
the Riporas, the first chita.
Riporas, but that means something brachos
lachatel. No, I think he doesn't sound like
that. The safik character,
right? If you really treat it like a suffix, then you should say suffix brachas lahalka. That's interesting. Yeah. Maybe Taka coined him, you wouldn't make a bracha. That's interesting. Yeah, look at suffix. He really seems to hold that there are two days in the Gemara that's really a suffix and a paskin. I don't think most of us, you know, even consider such a shita because we just follow the reef. Follow the reef. That's what the Shulchan Aruch was, no? Yeah, and so it's seven. That is a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So the Tofer Shayim base, the base. Shachach ol hizi vol hidlik im shkiyas hachama, madag aholei chachatuch ha-regal nashuk, shukamol chatzi shah, sh'oz ha'om ovim v'shavim v'ikah persumay nisa. Hilkoch tzarach litim b'ashem en kazeh hashir. The Chaber says that you have to light until tichle regal nashuk. You can light until tichle regal nashuk, and you have to put the Hashem in there. Nasa ba yoser yochol lechabosa la'acha she'ofer zeh hazman. Hago yeshomer shebizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim ein tzarach lizara lahadakom shetichle regel nashuk. Das atzmo v'tur b'shem ha'tosfos. Mikamakom tov lizara gam bizman hazeh. It's good to be zara. Look, the Rambam holds that it's not the zman after tichle regel nashuk. ומיהו הני מילי לכתחילה, אבל אם עבר זה הזמן, ולא הדלק, מה הדלק והולך כל הלילה? So he quotes the Ri. He's quoting the Shita of Tosus Bashem the Ri. So according to the Ri Paras, maybe Dani is taka right. Maybe you wouldn't make a bracha because you're only being madak misafik. According to the Ri, lechatchila you can light after that zman. So the Rambam says, lechatchila you really shouldn't do that because there are other Shitas who disagree. But if you can't, if you're in a situation that you can, so it's like a bidyevet. So then lechatchila you can light even after that zman. Yes?
But according to the Safik also, we wouldn't say Safik the Rambam Kula here?
Right, so I guess he's saying, right, you should be machmer, be machmer to be yotze the other shita. Safik Rabban on the Kula. I don't know, not sure. It's a good kasha. Yes.
Maybe it's not like a real suffix that we're dealing with. Because in the end of the day, you're saying that we're relying on a second teretz. You're not saying that I'm not sure what to do here.
Right. You're
saying that there's two terutzim. It's not
a
real suffix.
Why is that a real suffix? It's a suffix 2 days in the Gemara. What to do?
No, it's not just two answers to what the pshat means. So it's not.
Meaning he's saying it could mean both.
Could mean both. Yeah.
So why did he say you should be madlik misuffik? He should say the second opinion is says like this. And we paskin like both. If we paskin like both, he should say we should paskin like both. Yadlik misuffik sounds like like we don't know which one is right. One is right. They can't both be right because there's pshat in the brice. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think. Not sure. Yes.
Is this Taisvus and the Ri in this Taisvus the reason why the Christopher up didn't say that isolated?
Say better. I mean, say more.
Because.
What do you say? You're saying there's a steer in the Ri? That's what you meant.
Isolated, there's a steer in the Ri.
What's the steer in the Ri?
The Ri here is clearly holding that they're lighting for the Bnei Avayis and the Ramah, and the Beis Halevi was saying that the Ramah was looking at it from a standpoint of lighting for the Bnei Avayis, but there wasn't. So how can you say that?
Well, so some actually point out that from Tosis to Tosis, it almost looks like a Sira, because both Tosis are quoting the Ri, strangely enough. Right, the Ri over here says that Bismana said they were Madak Bifnim. That even the chatchila you could light after tichle regel menashua, because the hacker is really for the Bnei Abayis. And then in the very next Taisus quotes the Ri. It says that the homachlokas beshan besilel, right, is about how many neiros to light keneged the yomim. Are you poches valet? Are you mosev valet? But don't light keneged the anshei abayis too, because then it's not going to be a hacker for the bnei rishus harabim. Bnei Rishus HaRabim, the Ri said, Yimadak Bifnim, Bizman HaZeh. What's he worried about the Bnei Rishus HaRabim? Stop, Philip Ployim, Frank Michael, Baldi. Ah. It's a kasha. They talk against the kasha. The simple answer is that the next Taisis is talking about the Ikka Takona. In a Hanami, Bizman HaZeh, that our hackers for the Bnei Abayis, and the Ri would admit that you can like the Kefil Hidden, like the Rambam. But he's talking about the Ikka Takana. He says the Machlokas Beshan Besil. That's on the Ikka Takana. But it's funny that this Tosis is before the other. If this Tosis were after the other Tosis, I mamish wouldn't have a problem, because I'd say that the Tosis that talks about the Ikka Din Mahadrin, so that Tosis is talking on the Ikka Takana, and now we're discussing Bizman HaZeh. Problem is that Tosis is the second Tosis. It's a little strange. It's a good kasha, but that's what they say. They say that the Taisus later is talking about the Ikka Takana. This Taisus is saying Lemaisa, that the Zman may have changed, if the audience for the person when he says changed. This issue is taka nogea Lemaisa very much. Let's say you have a couple, right, and one member of the couple, either the wife or the husband, is not there Bizman. Not there at the time of Shkia, whether that's Tchila Shkia or Sof Shkia. They're not there. They're working. It can happen. You know, 4:30, even Sof Shkia. It's the middle of the day. You know, people are working 9 to 5, so they're not going to get out of work until 5. They're not going to get home until whatever, 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock, whatever it's going to be. So what do you do? What do you do? Your life is mine. Can you wait until the other member of the couple comes home? What do you do? So you might be familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel says that in Achsenoi, someone is a guest by someone else. Let's say a man is a guest by someone else. So the Gemara says that technically speaking, he doesn't really have to light the Neiros Chanukah there. He doesn't have to be mishtatev befruta to give a penny, to give a nickel, to give a pruta to the Baal HaBayis to be mitzarif to his lighting. If his wife is lighting at home, the kamadliki alai v'go beisai, if the lighting at home, then the wife's hadlaka covers the husband. That's how the Gemara paskins. It's a whole discussion if he can be machmir. We try to be machmir, but as man said, we try to light ourselves in many, many different contexts. The question is if he can be machmir. Ishto kagufa could be a different halacha. It could be that the wife and the husband are really one unit. So the husband can't break off from the wife. He has to light together with her. Others disagree. Others say that no, he can be machmir himself. They both can light separately if they want to. If they're together, then they should light together. Meaning they should light one menorah. They shouldn't light two. But if they're not together, then if they want to break up and light differently, they can be machmir. But if the husband wants to be yotze with the hadlak of the wife, then that works according to the Gemara. So here, if the wife would light bisman, the husband would be yotze. So is that the proper thing? That the wife should light bisman, or should she wait until the husband comes home? And it's true in the same, in the other direction as well. Let's say the husband is home, but the wife is not home. So should they wait? Should the husband wait, or should he light bisman? So according to the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, avada you should light bisman. Because the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon say that you have to light bisman, you can't be ma'acher. After tichah regel min hashur, or better yet, what that means is after half an hour. Right, half an hour after Shkiyas Achama, according to the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam, you can't light the Neres Chanukah anymore. It's over. So if they followed the minhagim of the Gaon, then avada, the husband or the wife, should light bisman, and they should be motzi the other spouse. But if you follow the Rambam, right, many follow the Rambam that bisman hazeh when madlik b'fnim the hekas with b'nei abayis. And even if you're going to light in the chalom, the hekas with the b'nei rishis harabim. The Irish Saram probably are walking around more at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock than they're walking around at 5 o'clock. Right? People are not driving around at 5 o'clock. They're still at work. So you certainly will have the heker for the B'nai Irish Sarabim half an hour after Shkia. Maybe even more than that. Right? So, L'chora, there is room to say that one should wait. That maybe wait till the spouse comes home so that they'll be able to have the Pursuma Nisa together. Even if your Pursuma Nisa is for the B'nai Risha Sarabim, you're lighting in the window, so you would say, well, I can chapa rain muzman. There'll be a heker for B'nai Risha Sarabim from Shkia. The wife or the husband are going to be home 2 hours later, so you'll chap the two hours. No, but the post can say that better for all the B'nai Abayis to see the Neris if you can do that. Better to do that. So first of all, it's better for the B'nai Abayis to see the Neres, to be far from the Neres to all the B'nai Abayis, and you'll get a little Pursuma Nisa for the B'nai Risha Sarabim. What's more, there's a second reason that the post can point out, post can mention, that you should wait for the spouse to come home. That is that the Gemara in Shabbos says that if you have a conflict between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, let's say a person doesn't have enough money for both. So which one's Adif, which one wins out? The Gemara says, which one, does anyone know? Ner Shabbos wins out. You know why? Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is a value, very important value. So even though Nechanak and Mitzvah Chaviva he ad ma'od, as we mentioned, right? The Rambam, Magi Mishnah, etc. It's a Chaviva he ad ma'od, but it doesn't trump Shalom Bayis. Right? That's a value, that's an important yisod by itself. Right? That you can have a Mitzvah Chaviva ad ma'od, the most beautiful Mitzvah in the world. Shalom Bayis is still more important, still trumps the Mitzvah Chaviva. It's important to keep in your back pocket. So some posts can say, well, if Shalom Bayis will trump the Mitzvah Nechanukah, then if you're trying to figure out when to light the Nechanukah, don't you think Shalom Bayis should be a value in the mix? You should consider. Shalom Bayis tells you that wait till the spouse comes home. There'll be more Shalom Bayis if you're waiting for the spouse instead of lighting Bizman. That's what the posts can say. Aside from the fact that you're presuming Isa Bizman Azeh, the Iker presuming Isa might be for the Bnei Bayis. Mishum Shalom Bayis, it's kedai to wait. Because you see, Shalom Bayis is a value that we consider when it comes to Neres Chanukah. There will be docha, will be mevata, the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, in order to have the Shalom Bayis of Ner Shabbos. So within the Ner Chanukah itself, the value of Shalom Bayis plays such an important role. And you should wait. Wait for the other spouse to come home. There'll be more Shalom Bayis that way. But this is all assuming, like the Re in Tosis, that Bizman Hazeh, Shasa Sakona, the audience for the Pursuma Nisa changes, now the audience is for the Bnei Bayis. That's why, even after Tichla Regel Min Ashuk, you can still light Lechatchila, because your audience will be there that you light. What's the din in the flip case, the flip side? Not the earliest time, but let's say you're lighting very late. Let's say a person comes back to the dormitory or comes back to the apartment. That's probably more common. Right? You come back to the dormitory, probably It doesn't matter how late you come back, there's always going to be somebody walking around. The security guard is a non-Jew. So the Sharatzion points out that we don't, that there's no Pirsum Enisa for Nachrim. The Pirsum Enisa is for other Jews. So even if there'll be Goyim walking around, that's Pirsum Enisa is not for them. The Hecker is not for them. So even if the security guard is walking around, that's not enough. But, I mean, it depends how late is late. But, you know, you're coming back at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night, there's certainly going to be people in the dormitory walking around. But let's say a person's coming back to his apartment, and his apartment is located in a, you know, in an area of the building where he's not going to be lighting in the window. Either he lives on the sixth floor, and his window, faces the river, doesn't face another apartment building. If you're living on the sixth floor and your window faces the dormitory or faces another apartment building, and there are Jews on the other side, so even if you're above 20 amos, there still might be a value to light in the window. Because you'll have a hecker for the B'nai Rish HaSaram, for people in the other apartment building, if they're Jews. Sometimes you have that. You have a menorah in the window, you have another menorah in the other thing. So talk to each other. Right? And you see everyone is getting the Pirsum Isa from apartment building to apartment building. But let's say a person lives, I don't know, in the basement. He lives in an area where there are no B'nai Rish HaSaram that are going to see the nearest kind of that in line. You come home late, all the B'nai Abayis are sleeping, so what do you do then? What do you do? What do you think? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas HaPosim about this as well. Let's look at source 8. Source 8 of the first packet. The Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Tav Resh Ayin Beis, the Katan Yud Aleph. Kol HaLayla. Ad Amud HaShachar, you can light Kol HaLayla until Alos HaShachar, Ubevracha. V'hainu Davka in B'nai HaBayis Ne'urim. Davka in, if the B'nai HaBayis are awake. Davulim Yishenim, Ein Levorich Aleim, Ele Yadlik B'lo Bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Right? The Sharatzion in Tzipkot in Yud Zayin says that this is from the Magen Avraham, the Derech HaChayim, and the Chai Adam. They all say that you have to, that if the B'nai HaBayis are sleeping, then you don't make a bracha. You can light the Neres Chaim, but don't make a bracha. Wow. V'mbola beis ha-kodem alos ha-shachar motza B'nai HaBayis yishenim min ha-nochon shi-akitzim k'de shi-yuchal lahadlik bevracha. If a person comes home and sees that the B'nai HaBayis are sleeping, it's appropriate to wake them up, wake up some of them, in order that you could be madlik with a bracha. Do this at your own risk. It's interesting. Wow. To wake them up, Gezel Shein is a value, right? But yet, to be Otze the mitzvah, he says, according to the Magen Avraham, if the B'nai HaBayis are not going to be awake, you're not going to be Otze. That's the Magen Avraham's opinion. It comes to Mishnah Berurah in the Sharatzion, and he quotes from the Chemed Moshe that maybe it's not true. And the Moshe, B'sefer Chemed Moshe, Herech B'zevedaito, M'shachach O'nenes V'lo Hiblik Ad Sheyoshnu Kulam, Yoketz Bezo Gimel Mehem V'yadlik. Let's say you can't wake them up. What does that mean, you can't wake them up? He starts by saying, wake up two or three of them. Notice, he doesn't say one or two. He says two or three. Interesting. Right? Wake up two or three of them, and if you can't get them up, what, they're sleeping so soundly? Is that it's just interesting. You can't wake them up. Nikomakom yadlik v'yavarech, says the Chemed Moshe. According to the Magen Avraham, you can't do that. If the B'nai HaBayis are not going to be awake, you can't lie with the bracha. Chemed Moshe says, no. You can lie with the bracha. Try to wake them up, but if you can't wake them up, then you can lie with the bracha. Why is that? So he says the Shilta Gibarim points out that there's no Pirsum Enisa for Goyim. Someone who's Dar Ben Anochrim, he lights himself. He lights for himself. So what's he lighting for? There's no Pirsum Enisa, so what's he lighting for? Obviously, if he's Dar Ben Anochrim, who's the audience for his Pirsum Enisa? Himself! So Zog Dechem and Moshe, B'di'eved, you see that Pirsum Enisa either is not Ma'akev, or it's enough if you have Pirsum Enisa for yourself. So that's sufficient. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's a function of who's living in that bayis. If you have B'nai bayis living in the bayis, you can't say you're living alone. You're living with the B'nai bayis. So if some of the B'nai bayis don't come home that night, they're sleeping away. It's like a Thursday night or Matzei Shabbos or something. Some of the B'nai bayis are not going to be there. So if you're the only one there, that's the Shulta Gibar. If you're the only one there, then you're the only one living in that bayis. So then, of course, you're presuming you're like Dor Ben Anochim. There is no one else, it's only you. So then the Pirsum Enisa obviously is for you. Maybe the Magen Avraham would say in that case that you could lie with the bracha, maybe even according to him. But the Chaim Moshe is saying that b'di'eved pesumei nisa is not ma'akev. You can lie with a bracha even if you're not going to be mefarsim the nis. Right? As long as you're mefarsim for yourself, that's sufficient b'di'eved. So the Mishnah Berurah says, safek brachas lahakel, he thinks that maybe you should be choshish for the Magen Avraham, maybe don't make a bracha. But those who want to follow the Chaim Moshe, ain mochin b'yoda. We're not gonna put up a protest. It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh that maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on that hadlocha. It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush. I don't know. The poshut pshat is that you could light with a bracha. Better to have someone awake. Some people there, should I bring people from the outside? I'm not sure that solves the problem. According to the Magen Avraham, if we assume that the heker is for the Bnei Abayis, so bringing people from the outside doesn't help. That's the Bnei Rishas HaRabin. So if you can be mefaris in the nes for the Bnei Rishas HaRabin, matov, that's great, but that doesn't solve the problem. That your Ika Persuminis is not for the Bnei Rishas HaRabin as Manasseh, it's for the Bnei Abayis. So according to the Magen Avraham, if the Bnei Abayis are sleeping, you don't have your Persuminis, you're not going to fulfill Persuminis properly, then you can't make the bracha. According to the Chaim Moshe, you still can. Because he holds b'di'eved, Persuminis is not ma'akev in the din. You can still make, you can still be madlik with a bracha, even if the Bnei Abayis are there, but they're sleeping. Yes?
In the dormitory, how do you define Bnei Abayis? Is it the floor, or is it the whole building, or is it just your room?
You're lighting in the chotzer. So if you're lighting in the chotzer, then the Bnei Abayis are probably Bnei HaChotzer. So if anyone is in the dormitory, anyone living in the dormitory is there, and walking around, the chora, that's enough. Right, because the Persuminis is for all the people who live in our chatzis. Anyone who lives in the dormitory would be included in the chatzis. Yes?
So, Lamaisa, according to Shari Tzion, if one were, let's say, if you're living in an apartment and all the other Bnei Abayis already left, let's say, late to Shkid, he came back later and lit now, and wait a half hour.
Again, all of the Bnei Abayis are...
Bnei lit at Shkia. Okay. One member of the Abayis came back later. Everyone else is out already doing other things already because it's still early. And the night's still young, technically. So they light... And they leave after half an hour.
They don't know
if their Bnei Abayis are going to come back to the apartment or not before they're
going to leave. There was one. There's only one there. I mean, the person who's lighting is there, and none of the Bnei Abayis left.
Everyone else left. Everyone else left. They class later. So they all left. So he doesn't know if the other Bnei Abayis are going to come back at all while his candles are still lit. So with this Shard Tzion, he's saying, Lamaisa, you can still just leave because you saw it.
According to the Magen Avraham, you can't light then. You have to light when the Bnei Abayis are there. That's the problem. The same way that the Magen Avraham says you have to wake up the Bnei Abayis if they're sleeping, if they're not there, but they're going to sleep there tonight. You know, it's not like they're not going to sleep there tonight. If they're going to sleep there tonight, then they're Bnei Abayis in this bias. So if they're not there, that would be a problem. You have to have some of the Bnei Abayis there. I don't know if you need two or three. I think one is enough, right? As long as you have some of the Bnei Abayis, l'chor, that's sufficient, even according to the Magen Avraham. But the Chaim Moshe would say that it's not necessary. I don't know. It's hard to paskin in the shaila. I think most would assume that if you can get the Bnei Abayis, matov, that's great. And if you can't, then maybe you should light yourself. I think some try to be machmer. You try to arrange that you're madlik when the other Bnei Abayis are there. Make sure that one. You should wait to be madlik until some of the Bnei Abayis are going to come back. You can arrange. You have a cell phone. You can call the roommates and make sure that at least one of the roommates is going to be there when you're lighting. And then, according to everyone, you can light kedusha. Yes.
Is it the Magen Avraham argues with the Ozirua, who says that we actually go back to the Iker, lighting outside? Now there's no sakana. So now we light outside seemingly.
Well, first of all, the rule of the Magen Avraham. But doesn't the rule of the Magen Avraham still apply this man hazeh? Even if we're lighting in the chalon, but there are certain circumstances where you're not going to light in the chalon. If you live in an apartment building and there are no Jews living opposite you and you're on the, I don't know, 10th floor or something, so then there's no value to lighting in the window. So then your heker is for the Bnei Abayis. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, if your heker is for the Bnei Abayis, you got to make sure that the Bnei Abayis are there. If they're not there, then you don't have a heker, so you're not going to be able to the mitzvah. Yes? Because Persume Nisa is a function of the audience. The audience for the Persume Nisa, Bezman Hazeh, is defined by the bais. So if you're living alone, then the audience of the Persume Nisa is you. So then you don't need any other people to be there. But if you're living with someone else, what does it mean that you're living with someone else? It's a function of that night of Hanukkah. A person can be koveh his bais depending on the night. So for that night, there are other B'nai HaBayis in that bayis, then your audience are presuming Nisa's, all of the B'nai HaBayis, not just you, but other people as well. So that's the Shaila. Do we need some of the B'nai HaBayis, some of that audience to be there when you're lighting in order to be Yoseh the Din? That's the Machol Gazachon, whether it's Ma'akif Ibn B'di'evet or not. So till now, we've understood that the Ramah holds that that Hiddur Mitzvah is an independent team. Right? The only Shaila that we had is the Ramah following the Rambam, or is he following Tosfos? That's what we had till now. There were two approaches, whether the Ramah was following the Rambam, that's what the Brisker Rav was saying, or the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah himself. Right? The Ramah himself seems to say that his Psak is following the Balei Tosfos. But there are others who point out that the second assumption of the Brisker Rav and the Ramah is also somewhat questionable. Right? Again, the Brisker Rav understood two things in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol Echad Mibnei Habayis Madlik La'atzmo Kenegan Hayam. So there are two assumptions, right? According to the grids, there are two assumptions in the Ramah. First of all, the Ramah is like the Rambam, that Mahadrim and Mahadrim is a Kefil Hiddur. And the Ramah is also assuming what? That Hiddur Mitzvah key on their front. And that was like the Ramah in Hilchos Milah. The Ramah paskens like Rashi and the Tur that even b'chol, you can go back to Tzitzin She'ei Ma'akten Asamila. It's just b'Shabbos. At b'Shabbos, you can't go back for the Tzitzin She'ei Ma'akten Asamila once you see like Yodo, because Milah is not Docha Shabbos unless you're doing the Iker Mitzvah. Right? That's how the Brisker Rav understood the Ramah. So we said the first assumption of the Brisker Rav within the Ramah is questionable because the Darkei Moshe himself seems to creak, right? The Darkei Moshe himself disagrees and he says no, even according to Tosfos, if the Heker for Pesumei Nisan now is for the Bnei Abayis, so then there will be a Heker, right? So you can light the Kefil Hiddur. The Ramah really could be going like the Balei Tosfos, but the Balei Tosfos agree with the Rambam. They agree with the Rambam that if your Heker is for the Bnei Abayis, then you can light Keneged Yom and Keneged Yom Shabbos. What's with the second assumption of the Brisker Rav? Is that sacrosanct? Is there a machlokas what Hiddur Mitzvah is? Whether Hiddur Mitzvah is an extension of a Gufa Mitzvah, or it's independent of a Gufa Mitzvah? Or maybe no. Maybe everyone agrees about the nature of Hiddur Mitzvah. That's the comment of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi has a very famous tshuva, but he is so convinced, he says it's mamish, not shayach, to say that Hiddur Mitzvah can be independent of the Gufa Mitzvah. That's his phrase that we quoted yesterday. Hiddur Mitzvah b'lo mitzvah lo shamanu. We never find such an idea, the Beis HaLevi says. Impossible. Impossible. Sounds like it should be impossible not only according to the Rambam, but according to the Ramah as well. The feet of Beis HaLevi. Source 4 in packet 2 here. It's a Levi and Chelik Beis Simon Mem Zayin. He says, Yachka v'mashenechol tu harishon v'adam v'gur v'gimar gav emilev in pireish and achozer al tzitzin shem akan amilev in gurak v'shabes al gam b'chol. It's a Levi basically declares a chakir that's a machlokas harishon. Right? So he develops it. You know, we think we're so smart, but the Beis HaLevi was the one who discovered all these rishon. Right? So he develops the idea that there's a machlokas harishonim and he tries to explain what's the bir adava, what are the rishonim arguing about. So he quotes the Torah in the Rambam by Mila. He says he thinks the Rambam is Pasha. The Rambam holds that Hiddur Mitzvah is an extension of the Gufa Mitzvah. Let's pick it up from the third to last line in that first paragraph in Os Aleph. Bishlam akodim shesilek yadav dav yakol maisa achas. Shapim mechuyav lachdol gam osam she'im ha'akfin kdesh yetzei maisa ha'mitzvah mehuderes. The Rambam says that before silek yadav, obviously, you should be chosen even for the tzitzin she'im ha'akfin ha'samim.
Right?
Says the Beis Halevi, according to the Rambam, you have to see like Yodov, there is no mitzvah deraisa. It's over. The Guf HaMitzvah is over. So then what's the purpose of the Hidr? The Hidr mitzvah lo shamanu. Underline it. That's the key to the Beis Halevi. There's no Hidr mitzvah below mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says that there's no point in being chosen for the Tizen Shema Akvin. Even b'chol, it's no Chil Shabbos that we're talking about, but even b'chol, there's no point because you're not going to be mekayim anything. There's no hidden mitzvah below mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi adds something very interesting. Let's say someone takes a lulav and esek, takes the dalaminim, everything is kosher v'yosher. He paid a lot of money for it too. But now he finds a lulav that's more mehudah. So does he have a chiyuv to take that lulav later? To do another ma'isa mitzvah, to do the hidden mitzvah without the deka mitzvah? He was mekayim deka mitzvah already. Should he take the next lulav? Im yesh alav chiyuv likach hanoah, di yesh lama da'av agad v'tchilim hayu lufan av shneim v'yachar hayim chiyuv litol hanoah. One could say that even if Mitchila, if he had both lulav in front of him, he should take the one that's more beautiful to hit the mitzvah. Not al viyotzebo, ain't alav chiyuv shalom mitzvah. And came by meyisno a zebelo mitzvah. Beis Halevi says, I have a suffix. I had a suffix. Ichot a suffix. Right? I had a suffix that. What's the din? Should he take the lulav hanoem or not? According to the Rambam, Lachora, there's no inyan. Right? There's no inyan to take a lulav hanoah because hid the mitzvah lo shamanu. That's the Rambam. What does the Torah hold? So the Beis Halevi doesn't say like the Briski Rav. It's so fascinating that the Briski Rav has his pshat. He quotes the Beis Halevi. He says, V'ayin Beis Halevi, but he doesn't quote this part of the Beis Halevi. He has his own pshat in the Ramah and the Rambam, and he assumes that there could be someone who would say that hid the mitzvah can exist without the Guf HaMitzvah. But the Beis HaLevi himself says nothing doing. It's impossible. Hidden mitzvah lo mitzvah lo shamanu. You heard it here. That's the Beis HaLevi's phrase. So what does the Torah hold? How can the Ramah claim that you could be chosen for tzitzin shem akhana samila after see like yadav b'chol? What are you accomplishing? There's no hidden mitzvah then. Before we get to Mila. If hidden mitzvah below mitzvah lo shamanu, what do we have here? We have two kashas on the Ramah. We have a kasha on the Ramah from Chanukah, and we have a kasha on the Ramah from Mila. There are two kashas. Why? Because first of all, the Ramah says what? That each one of the Bnei Habayis can light their own menorah. We don't need the Balabayis to light all of the menorahs. How can that be? The Ramah seems to assume that you can have a hidden mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah, because the other Bnei Abayis are not doing the Guf HaMitzvah. The first Hadlaka is the Guf HaMitzvah. So how can the Ramah say that each one of the Bnei Abayis can light their own menorah? Doesn't that imply, like the Briski Rav, that the Ramah holds that hidden mitzvah can be separate from the Guf HaMitzvah? It's a separate kiyum. It's not connected. It's not an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, how can the Ramah hold like the Tur and like Rashi, that by Mila you can go back for Tzitzin Shem Akhanas HaMila even after you were Silek Yadav, even after you finished the Guf HaMitzvah? If the Ramah holds that Hidden Mitzvah can be distinct and separate from the Guf HaMitzvah, then great. But if everyone holds that Hidden Mitzvah below Mitzvah lo Shamanu, so then it's not Shayach. What's the purpose of going back for the Tzitzin Shem Akhanas HaMila after you've already finished the Guf HaMitzvah? What's the answer? The Tzad HaShav of both, the answer for both questions is that the Ramah must assume that both by Neiros Chanukah and by Mila, the mitzvah doesn't end with the initial Maisa. Maisa Hadlaka is not the end of the mitzvah. The Maisa Chatichas Orla is not the end of the mitzvah, but rather each mitzvah must continue. And that's why the Ramah will say that even if everyone agrees, I also agree to the Ramah about this, even if everyone agrees that Hidden Mitzvah has to be connected to the Guf HaMitzvah, the Ramah somehow assumes that both by Mila and by Ner Chanukah, the Guf HaMitzvah is still alive. And that's why I can connect to the Guf HaMitzvah. How can the Guf HaMitzvah be still alive after the Maisa Hadlaka? How does that work? So what did we quote yesterday? The Rosh. Kiveiga quotes the Rosh that since Mitzvah Asu Mishitishka HaMashadich HaRegam Rashot, there's a Shihud, there's a Hemshech to the Mitzvah. It's a big chiddush because we hold a kavsa ein zakukla that it doesn't have to last the whole time. But nevertheless, he says that the mitzvah is not over with the hadlaka, but rather, as long as the ner is dolik, the mitzvah is continuing. So apparently, the Rambam must hold like that, according to the Beis Halevi. Rambam must hold like that rosh that there's a shihui, there's a hemshich to the mitzvah, that ner Chanukah is viewed as a mitzvah hanemsheches, and therefore, as long as the other bnei habayis are being madlik while the first menorah is still lit, then the hidah mitzvah is occurring in conjunction with the ikar mitzvah. Not like the way we explained before, that the Brisker Rav understood the Ramah holds that when the Bnei HaBayis light, they're not fulfilling. They're separating from the Gufa Mitzvah. They're doing their own mitzvah and not being yotze with the Gufa Mitzvah. According to this, the Ramah holds, no, they're being yotze with the Gufa Mitzvah, but they're adding to the Gufa Mitzvah. The Gufa Mitzvah is still alive, because as long as the Neros are burning, that mitzvah is not over. But they're adding to it. They're embellishing it. They're being mahadah the mitzvah. Not that they're engaged in a separate kiyam, but rather they're being mahad the original mitzvah, because the original mitzvah is continuing. But l'chorus, how the Beis Halevi is going to understand the Ramah's shita when it comes to Ner Chanukah.
So the Ramah could possibly be the daik b'lashon hadlaka osa mitzvah, meaning that it's not hadlaka zu hamitzvah, hadlaka starts the mitzvah, but it's not gomer the mitzvah.
Hadlaka osa mitzvah in the Gemara really just means that if you lit the menorah in a place where you can't be yotzei, then it's not going to work. That at the time of the hadlaka itself, it has to be in the right place, right? Hadlaka osa mitzvah as opposed to hanocha osa mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah is completely over once the hadlaka is finished. Maybe there is some kind of a shihui. Again, it's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah certainly is to light. But since there is this shihui that the shaman has to last a certain amount of time, so you could say that the mitzvah is still continuing. Once the mitzvah is still continuing, then the hidah mitzvah is going to be connected to the hemshech. Even if it's not connected to the tchila, it's connected to the hemshech. Javi?
According to the Beis Halevi, would we say that since the hemshech of the original mitzvah, would people lighting afterwards, would they make a bracha?
Yes, they would still make a bracha.
Wow.
Ramah would say that you can make a bracha on the hidah mitzvah. It's a hemshech, but that's the nature of the din. I hear what you're asking, that till now we assume the reason why they can make a bracha is because they're not being yotze with the ikar. But once you say that it's a hemshech on the ikar, how can you make a bracha on that? So we quoted that there's a machlokas haposkim whether you can make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah anyway, right? In that case where a person lit on the seventh night, he lit six neros, he didn't light the last one, then they pointed out to him that there's really another ner, so there was a shaila in the poskim whether you can make a bracha on that extra ner. You see, there's a machlokas haposkim whether you can make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. So apparently the Ramah must assume, according to the Beis Halevi, you can make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. But even if you're being yotze the gufa mitzvah, you can still make another bracha. Make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah itself. Yes?
If I remember correctly, yesterday you said the reason why the Rambam seemed to say that the Baal HaBayis has a light for everyone, because an individual person outside the Baal cannot add on to the gufa mitzvah.
Because the answer could be that the Rambam holds that hadlaka osa mitzvah means the maisa hadlaka is the mitzvah. So once you light, then the mitzvah is
over.
But
the hitter and ikar saying not only that they had the, as long as the candle is lit, I can extend all
the time. That's the machlokas. Meaning the machlokas, the Ramah and the Rambam, according to the Beis Halevi, is not whether the hitter mitzvah can be disconnected from the gufa mitzvah, but rather what's the mitzvah in the Chanukah. Is the Maisa Hadlaka the whole mitzvah? After the Maisa, the mitzvah is over, or is there some kind of a hemshech to the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah no shechah. So then, you can still fulfill the hidden mitzvah. Someone else can light a menorah after the gufa mitzvah, after the tchilas gufa mitzvah is over, because there's still a hemshech to the gufa mitzvah, and the hidden mitzvah is going to piggyback on that gufa mitzvah. Ramah holds like the Rambam in terms of what the hiddur is. Is the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim connected the Anshei Abayis and the Yamim, or is it only connected the Yamim? So regarding that, he does hold like the Rambam. But he disagrees about one point. Right? Everyone says that the Ramah, even if he holds like the Rambam, he's still disagreeing and saying that all of the Bnei Abayis are lighting, right? That the Baal HaBayis is not lighting forever. The question is, what are the Bnei HaBayis accomplishing? Are they disconnecting from the Gufa Mitzvah and fulfilling their own Mitzvah, or are they piggybacking on the Gufa Mitzvah? That's the shot, and that might relate to what the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is all about. Is it the Maisa Hadlaka, and it's over after that Maisa is finished? Or do you say, no, there's a Shehui, there's a Hemshah for the Mitzvah, so therefore you can do the Hiddur and piggyback and connect to the Gufa Mitzvah? Yes?
Could it be that
Could we say that this is the pshat of Rabbi Feiger, where he was trying to explain the case of the six candles and the seven candles? We didn't really understand so well why he says that you can still make a bracha.
Right, so we made a mistake because we didn't see the shaila. Feiger is not talking about the case that the Achronim are talking about. He's actually talking about that a person forgot to make a bracha b'chlal. I made a mistake yesterday. I didn't look at the shaila with you. We didn't take a look at the shaila. But if you look at the shaila, you'll see that he's not talking about a case where you made a bracha on the gufa mitzvah and you just didn't make a bracha on the hidden. He said you forgot to make a bracha b'chlal. So he's trying to figure out, can you make a bracha on the gufa mitzvah? What's the shaila? But you didn't make a bracha. No, but the problem is that for all brachas mitzvah, you have to make it before the asiyah, over the asiyah. So now that it's la'achar asiyah, can you still make the bracha? That's the shaila that is going on. Take a look at the first packet there. Al devar she'elosu b'misha hidlik nechanek abalel ches b'shavach levorech al hadlakosa v'rakodim she'hidlik kulam nizkar d'adayin lo birech im yesh lo levorech olo. The shaila is that he didn't make a bracha b'chlal. Dr. Kiveiger, well, just one second. There is a machlokas, the Eliyahu Rabbi, the Pichadosh, whether you make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah, even if you made a bracha on the gufa mitzvah. So that's one sniff to say that avada you can make a bracha. Not that you're going to make a bracha on the gufa mitzvah, but you'll make a bracha on the hidden that you're gonna light later, right? Before he lit all the neiros, he realized he didn't make a bracha. So first of all, you might be able to make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. That's point number one. But he says, but secondly, there might be a reason why you can make the bracha here, even la'achar asiyas. Why? Because first of all, according to the Rosh, there's a hemshech of the mitzvah. By a mitzvah hemshech, you always can make a bracha, because it's before the next kiyum mitzvah. What's more, there are some shittos who say that even la'achar asiyasan, b'di'avid, you can make a brachas mitzvah. So that's what he's saying. Those are the three tzadim that he puts together. That maybe you can make a bracha on the hiddah by itself, and even if you can't make a bracha on the hiddur itself, here we're not talking about a bracha on the hiddur. We're talking about a bracha on the gufa mitzvah, on the gufa mitzvah that you didn't make, right? So he says maybe there's a hemshel to the mitzvah, and maybe b'di'avad you can make a bracha la'achar asiyasa. So that's why he says that he thinks he can make the bracha. Okay, that's what he says in the truth. Yes.
How do we answer for the Rambam in Tzitzit that you can go back on Shabbos? And if it's out of the time, are we assuming that?
First of all, the Rambam is not talking about Shabbos; he's talking about Chol. But the Rambam would say that you can go back for the tzitzin as long as you weren't silek yodav. You can go back for anything. Everyone agrees that milah is docha Shabbos, even the hidden mitzvah, right? Even the hidden mitzvah is docha Shabbos. But if silek yodav, then everyone would say that the hidden mitzvah is not docha Shabbos by itself, right? But the chiddush of the Rambam is that even b'chol you can't go back for the tzitzin she'em akvin. There's no point in going back for the tzitzin she'em akvin because you can't have a hidden mitzvah that's disconnected from the gufa mitzvah.
How long is the shiva for? I mean, we say that it's the late set for.
It's definitely for chatzis shah. There are some rishonim who hold that if tichle regem nashuk is after chatzis shah, then maybe there's a hamshah for the mitzvah even after that. And there are some who claim that maybe you have to leave more shaman in the nair as well. But we didn't talk about that. That's another wrinkle. There are some who claim that if your rishus harabim is has people in it, for another 3 hours after Shkia, and you have to leave Shemin Shebener until Tichle Regel Menashok. That's the din. It's a big chumrah. Right? Parshat Pshat is you only have to leave in half an hour. So, but if you're leaving it in l'shem the mitzvah, then maybe the mitzvah taka continues until the end of Tichle Regel Menashok. Okay? Yeah, follow up?
But the benefit of that would be that then, if they had the case of where he lights six but should add the seventh, so then he could remember way later. Also.
According to the Rush, right. If you take that side. Okay, one more, Zach.
If the non-Jew knows the halachas of Hanukkah, why doesn't it count as, like, let's say not halachas, like, even like the general story of Hanukkah, is that not
for somebody? Because what's the mitzvah is not for non-Jews. The mitzvah is to be mefarsim the mitzvah to the din is to be mefarsim the mitzvah to Eden. Yes, it's not, I mean, when Machshav going, they have a place in the world, but that's, mitzvahs are not for non-Jews. Right? We don't share mitzvahs with them. That's not the. That's not the audience of Pesumei Nisa. The Pesumei Nisa is for us that we should realize that we're special, we're different from the outside world. Right? We have our own mission. That's the goal of Pesumei Nisa. We're not mefarsim the neis for God. That's not the idea. So that's probably the pshat in the Ramah legabi Ner Chanukah, that the Ramah holds in some kind of a hemshech to the Ner Chanukah, and that's why even according to the Beis Halevi, the Ramah says that the Bnei Abayis can light the Ner Chanukah because they're piggybacking on the Gufa Mitzvah. The question that remains is what's he going to say by Nimah? Mila, but the mitzvah continues. The Arlo's cut off. What exactly are you continuing over here? So that's what the Beis Halevi has a fundamental yisod. We'll have to get to it tomorrow. That maybe talking the mitzvah of Mila, there is a hemshach. Maybe the mitzvah of Mila is not just the mice and Mila cutting off the Arla, but rather the fact that the person remains gemalt. The fact that he's a nimol. Maybe the fact that he's a nimol is a chelek from the mitzvah. And that's why the Rama can say that he can be chosen for the tzitzin she'im akhnes amila, be chosen for the hidden mitzvah even after silek yodav, because the mitzvah is not over. It's as long as the person's alive, the mitzvah is alive. Because as long as he's gemalt, as long as he has a shame nimol, maybe the mitzvah is takara continues.